Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning. Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square, Pensacola Business Radio. I've got some great guests in the studio this morning. I have Holly Huguette. How are you?
Hi.
From Usborne Books and More.
Yes.
Okay, and I've got Tony Graham and Eddie Stewart, both from PSC, here to talk about all their vocational programs and the good fun stuff you guys have going on.
Good morning.
He does have a good voice for this.
He does.
It's going to work out just fine. So, Holly, tell us about Usborne Books. Just start at the beginning.
The beginning would be the fact that we have a literacy problem in our country. And that's a huge part of my business, is talking about the fact that there is a problem. I mean, our test scores were just released for 2015. And they're pathetic. 36% of fourth graders are proficient. Not 36% aren't proficient.
Right.
They are proficient in reading. And that's really sad.
Yeah.
For the country we live in and how many resources we have and libraries in every city and all of that. But book ownership is a huge part of that. So libraries are great. They can get you access to so many books. But owning a book is powerful. And that repetition is so important, especially in those early years. And so that's a big part of my business. But we put those books into kids' hands. So Usborne and Kane Miller Publishing are the books we provide. And they're awesome. They do tons of research into what attracts kids to books and why they love books. And they just pour it into the books and make them amazing.
Yeah. So what, well, okay, so I can read Facebook. That doesn't count as literate, does it?
No.
Yeah, so what's the, how does the testing work?
Well, the difference is that print, when it's actually a book or even magazines and things like that, they have the rare words.
Right.
Whereas in TV or speech or, like you said, Facebook, where it's really casual talking, those rare words aren't there. And that's where the kids are falling short. So that's where you have the discrepancy between the lower income and the higher income, because they aren't exposed to as many of those. And so building that vocabulary and those synonyms and all of those things are so important, especially when it comes to testing. Because if you don't know what the word means, then you have no way of answering the question. And so that's why print's important. And actually, studies have been done like on the students that have performed like perfectly on the SATs.
Right.
And the only thing they've all had in common, they've been from different areas. They've been from different socioeconomic statuses and all of that. And the only thing they had in common was there was at least 500 works of print in their home. Not necessarily their books, but their parents reading.
Yeah.
I mean, modeling is a huge thing that parents kind of overlook. But you see it in your kids. They're on their phone, their little play phone, while cooking in their play kitchen. That sort of thing. And it's because they see us on the phone cooking in the kitchen. And so we need a model reading too. And so it's really important. And it's something that personally I'm passionate about. I was one of the 64% that weren't proficient. I struggled with reading. I still do. I read extremely slow compared to
other people. Yeah, I'm not super fast either. I can do it, but I'm not super fast.
Yeah, and I have to reread things a few times to get that comprehension and things. And so I want better for my son, and I want better for your kids too. And so we can make that happen with these books. And Usborne is more of the nonfiction side of things.
Yeah.
So they're more of the facts and the nitty gritty, and they break it down so well for kids. They have great lift the flap books that get that kinesthetic learner involved too. All that good stuff. And then Kane Miller is more of the make you feel good.
Which we all need. Everybody needs those.
They're the fiction. They're, you know, Jonathan James and the What If Monsters, the one I'm bringing inspiration from today, being super anxious sitting here because it's about a worrier and how we have those what ifs stuck in our head and to not let them stop you, by Michelle Nielsen Smith. She's awesome. And then there's also just I Love You books. I mean, every need, there's a book for every need. And I'm pretty sure my friends get sick of me. Like, oh, I have a book for that. But it's 9 times out of 10 my response when they have an issue with their kids and whatever their behaviors are.
You know what? That's probably better than they got an app for that. You know, Holly's got a book for it. So
I'm like, I got a book for that. Let me go get it for you.
So walk me through, because I know a lot of this comes with consulting for what people may need. So walk me through the process that you guys do.
Okay. So the great thing about this is our books, there is a retail division to EDC Publishing or Usborne Books and More. And so you can go to Barnes & Noble or Books A Million and you'll see a few of our books. Consultants are the only place that you can get the full catalog. So we have over 1,700 books.
Wow.
And so there really is a book for every need. And so when you shop with a consultant, you have that benefit. There's also the benefit of you go into a bookstore and there's hundreds of books in front of you. You know what you want, but you don't know how to find it. And you can ask the person there, but they have a whole store full of books of all genres, not specifically children's books. And you don't know where to find what you need. But when you ask a consultant what you need, just tell us, oh, well, my child's struggling in reading and, you know, he's doing good with his sight words, but when he comes to a word, he doesn't know. Oh, well, we have this great phonics program. We have this, you know, to complement what they're learning in school. Or my child's really anxious all the time. I would ever recommend Jonathan James and the What If Monster. Or my child struggles with self-confidence. Well, Bob is Unicorn is the bomb for believing in yourself and things like that. And so you have that benefit of basically a personal shopper. And then also you can't beat our 50% lifetime guarantee on our books. So only when you shop through a consultant can you benefit from that. And you just let us know. So if, you know, you said your wife works in a Montessori school. So correct. If the school did make a purchase and kids are rough on books, especially you said down to age 2. 2-year-olds
no.
and books.
No.
I have a 2-year-old at home and my books aren't always nice. They do.
Adults are rough on books too.
Seriously. So you would just come and say, hey, these 3 are missing half their flaps or whatever. And I simply order you one for half of the original cost. So you aren't buying a whole new book again.
Right.
And not every book in our home do we feel like it needs to be replaced, but there are some that are, I want to pass it down. You know, there's special books that you want to continue to have, or in a classroom, you want to keep having them because the content is phenomenal. So it's a better option than just continuing to buy new books. And then when you shop with a consultant, you can choose to host a party. Just like with Pampered Chef and things like that, it's direct sales, but with books. And so when you host a party, you earn free and half price books, which is awesome because who doesn't love free books? You do pay for shipping, but I mean, that's just because UPS won't give away their services too.
Oh, darn it.
I know. And schools, we can offer so many programs. We have Reach for the Stars, which is like a reading incentive program where they log their reading hours. We also have book fairs where they can earn 50% of the sales in free books, or we can translate that into, funds depending on what their needs are.
Right.
We also have, for anyone and everyone, not just schools, Cards for a Cause, which is a great fundraiser. Whoever's trying to raise the funds, they get 43% return. So it's gift cards in boxes, and I love them because as a mom who's shopping with my toddler, the cards on the list never actually get bought.
Like,
it's always like, oh, he's about to melt down.
And gotta go.
So we're going to go. And we'll find a card later.
So is there a book for that?
There's a Cards for a Cause. So you get 30 cards in one box for $30. So they're cheaper than Walmart. They're higher quality than the dollar store. So the person buying it gets a great value. And then the organization that is trying to raise funds, they get $13 per box. And they get their money right away. Whoever's buying it makes their checks out to them. And then they just pay me the $17 per box so I can pay us for it.
Sure.
And place the order and all that stuff. So that's a great option too that we can offer. And then finally, you can also find us at different vendor events and things. Most of the craft fairs and things like that have a representative. Then also I do the Market on the Breeze every Tuesday.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's where I found you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so tell everybody what that is, because you're the second person now that has been in here that's been
wonderful.
Part of that. So.
It's awesome. So it is basically a farmer's market, but there's also gifts and artists and things there too, and people like myself. Actually, I think there's only one other direct sales business there, but they didn't want us there, and I talked them into it. So, because we have some great books that pertain to it. We have the very beginning of how to grow plants. We have sticker books that relate to the market itself.
Sure.
All kinds of great stuff that apply in addition to everything else we can offer. And So there, it's every Tuesday at 4 o'clock until it gives or takes this time of year because it gets dark so early. It's kind of just depends on the flow of the people, but roughly until 7:45. And there's hot food, there's cold food, there's all kinds of awesome stuff. And, I just got asked if we have audiobooks, and we have a Storytime app. And so actually some of those even have sign in the bottom. So if you not only can't read, but have the auditory need or the visual needs, then that's there. And, those will read to you. We also have Bob is the Unicorn on the back of it. You can download an app with the, what are they? The Q.
Oh yeah. The QR codes.
QR codes. Yeah. You can download that and read it to the person. You can record yourself reading it, which is fun. It's less expensive than most of the recordable books. And so it's a great option. And I think because it's gone well, our books, I hope
that's
they
pretty
do.
Cool. So you could read the book to your kid essentially, and then they could listen to it maybe if you're gone or overseas or
even grandma and grandpa, all that great stuff. And then include a little message for them and make it more personal. But overall, we don't have like where you go and buy the CD and you have the book, but we do have apps that meet that need. So, and then another great thing is Teacher Monster to Read. It's a website. So teachermonstertoread.com, and it complements our phonics based reading programs, really well. And it's fun computer games for your kids, and it's all perfectly safe. They're not going to get some crazy pop-up that you're like, whoa, what?
Right.
That your four-year-old clicks on. and so that's an awesome resource too with our books in the internet. And we have what's called quick links in our Usborne books. Our nonfiction, most of them have quick links, and that's where they can find videos and things to complement what they were learning.
Yeah.
So I love that they take the initiative to encourage them to go beyond the book. So you're interested in this, you're reading the book. Well, there's more to learn.
Right. Sure.
So let's take you to where you can find that. So,
so where do we send somebody if they want any information on this or to call you or hire you?
Yes. Well, you can come to the market in the Breeze, on Tuesdays, or you can also go to my website. It's G as in golf 4533.myubam.com. Or you can just call me, and that's 850-642-7760, or text me. I know with young kids, it's sometimes easier just to text. And you can also find my Facebook group. It's Holly's Book Nook, and it's a private group, so you'll have to ask to join just because I don't want other people that use their accounts to spam things
It.
But, and that kind of throws people off. They're like, wait, what? I have to ask. But yeah, and that's where I advertise sales and things. I have a big goal coming. So there's probably a sale coming in January because I am going on this cruise one way or another. So you'll want to join before then because you might get a good deal. But yeah.
Okay. So I have to say that we were talking about something really cool before we went on the air. So you
oh, yeah.
Because you had me at pajama and wine. But you were saying that you do adult coloring parties.
Yes.
And that is almost as good, if not better, than sometimes meditation or some of the other therapeutic things that we all do to release some stress.
Yes.
So fill us in.
There has been tons of studies now. Huffington Post has released a few. There's been a bunch of them that are finding that it's more relaxing than even meditation. That coloring actually helps adults de-stress more than anything else they found, which is huge. And how simple is that? And honestly, it's fun. And so we have great coloring books, and they're challenging enough for adults. And they span from patterns to color to color by number to, which I love because then I don't even have to think about what colors to use. I can just do it. And then we also have like nature to color where they show you what it looks like in nature on one page. And then across from that, you can recreate it, which I think is awesome because if you show me a butterfly, I'm just going to color it orange and black and it's going to be a butterfly.
Sure.
Like instead of all these crazy, you know, butterflies come in all different colors, but I'm not that creative.
Well, and I have to say it as my, when my kids were younger and they would start coloring and I'd be hanging out and coloring with them.
It's fun.
And they would get up and leave. I'd find myself still sitting there at the table coloring. So
yes,
I could completely understand this.
And so we decided to take that to the party realm. Because why not earn free books for your kids while you sit and relax and de-stress with your girlfriends at home?
Right.
And so what we do is it's coloring between the wines. Or you can do cocoa and coloring with winter coming, whatever theme you want to do, cookies and coloring.
Yeah.
And so my most recent one was coloring between the wines, and it was a lot of fun. I actually had it at my house because I wanted to do it. And, everyone came in their pajamas. They put the kids to bed, came over in their pajamas, yeah, all cozy and comfy so they could stay late and then just crawl back into bed at the end. I had bundles for them, so they got to choose two coloring books, colored pencils, and a pencil sharpener. The package itself, including shipping and tax and everything, was $15. So it's kind of like painting with a twist, but cheaper and less artistic ability needed. And because mine would not look like the example.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. It's a good thing to point out. Some people get intimidated by that.
Yeah. And so then everyone just came over. I had their bundles all ready together and just divvied them up. And then everyone just sat around coloring and enjoying each other's company and chatting, and it was a fun night.
Yeah, very cool.
No sales pitch at those or any of that to sit through.
That's just come and have fun, huh?
Yeah, come and have fun and enjoy the benefits of free books if you're the hostess.
Okay, so let's give them your number one more time in case they want to do coloring between the wines.
Yes, it is 850-642-7760, and then you can find me at Holly's Book Nook on Facebook.
Fantastic. So anything we missed, anything that we didn't let everybody know, or they just need to come experience it?
I'm sure there's something, but
well, and again, we'll have all of your shared links and all that stuff on our site too. So they'll be able to find us through ours as well. So hang out for a little while.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to ask Holly
a
question.
Go for it. By all means.
Do you have anything in your repertoire for fundraising, like for private organizations that want to have a color book party and raise books for their kids and money for their philanthropy?
Absolutely. I actually do book drives. They could do a coloring party for that, which would be awesome. Or I've done a book drive for the Ronald McDonald House here in town and was able to get them over $750 worth of books, which was awesome.
Yeah,
and
that's a lot.
That was just asking my friends and family, because Usborne Books and More is amazing. So they match 50% of all donations because they want to help us consultants help the charities that we care about. So I raised $500 and got $250 free. And any organization, I'd be happy to partner with them to do something like that. I've also worked with another team leader in our area, and we donated to Sacred Heart for Pediatric Cancer Month, which was September. We have a book that donations go to the Scott Carter Foundation. It's called Cuddle Bear. It's adorable. Comes with a plush, too. And so it was benefiting not only the patients that were receiving treatment, but also the research and finding a cure. And the Scott Carter Foundation also does great things like giving them trips and things. They'll plan strategically their fundraising at like Disney World, at their golf course or something, so that the kids that are healthy enough at the time could go and experience that. And so it's a really great organization. And so I'd be happy to partner with anyone who's looking for some, like you said, some philanthropy. I can't say that word to save my life, but, I'd be happy to help them. And if it's buying, they buy books and we give the donated books, or we could just raise money and buy books and give them to whatever charity they choose.
Well, so many of us are involved with a different fraternities or different organizations.
Yeah. Yes.
And we've just about run out of fundraising ideas.
Or you find yourself repeating the same thing over and over.
Or even if you had a fundraiser and you didn't know what to do with the money. Like I said, they'll match 50%. So you can turn that $300 you have into $450 to help kids and help families. And like I said, book ownership is huge and can really change how, you know, like a foster kid who has only one bag of things, or things like that. It can really change their outlook and change their future. Books change lives. They really do.
I'm actually glad to meet you. It's been fun sitting here watching you. I wish we were on television.
Oh. We need some video in here.
She is so animated and such a delight to listen to.
Well, thank you.
And the, like I say, I am big into fundraising. I've got programs at the college that need funding. I belong to a couple of fraternities that need funding. And we have just gone to the end of the line of what to do. And then here she comes up with coloring parties or whatever. But this is a really important information for.
Well, there you go. Now you got a new stepping point.
I'd be happy to help.
I'll be calling you. No problem with that.
Thank you. Oh, and I just saw your questions about ebooks. I'm sorry.
That's all
right. But yes, we do have ebooks. They're only for iPad right now. I'm hoping that changes in the future because Apple did kind of have the hold on tablets and things, but now they're, you know, more companies, Android and what have you, are getting into it too, more and more. But we do have ebooks available, and a lot of our books you can buy the bundle too, where you get the digital form and the paperback form. So
there you go. All right, guys. Well, Tony and Eddie, let's get into PSC.
I got another question.
Okay.
Where is this breeze place that you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's on Shoreline Drive. So, if you're not familiar with Gulf Breeze, it's Gulf Breeze proper. So that first part right over the bridge, and you know, you pass the elementary school, and then the middle school, and then the high school. So you'll turn right next to the high school. Follow that down, and it's going to be on the right hand side by the rec center and the
softball fields, yeah, and soccer fields.
Oh, it's down there by the rec center. I had no idea.
Yep, every Tuesday.
I knew they had Saturday at downtown Palafox.
Yes. And actually, the organizers are involved there as well. So a lot of the same people that you see on Palafox are there on Tuesday, but then it's not as limited because Palafox, you have to make your product. So I'm not welcome there. I wish I could say I made the books, but I don't.
True.
So they have a little bit more wider variety because they're a little more open to that. But there's two or three farmers that bring produce. There's one that brings their own cheese.
They've got their own meat. There's all kinds of stuff.
There's like fresh dairy, raw milk. There's dog treats. There's Lilla Rose, which is the hair pieces. There's us foreign books.
I actually went to high school with the Lilla Rose rep's husband. So
maybe it's her. Maybe you could come see her, have a little reunion.
Really. Yeah. Well, for some of us that live in the soccer fields and sports arenas during the summer times, it was quite welcoming to start seeing some new stuff down there. It was really
cool.
And
like I said, hot food too, which was perfect for finishing your sports. You aren't running to McDonald's. You're getting, you know, at least something a little more fresh.
Why is this? Am I just living in a box, or is this some kind of secret?
It's new-ish. I want to say it started new. In March.
Yeah, so it hasn't been around for too long. So.
No, not March. And it must have been May. Sorry.
It's on the Tuesday nights.
Tuesday from 4 until a little after darkish. Yeah. So like 7:30, 7:45-ish.
So when I'm working at the barber school and my wife can go in.
Yeah.
Shop at the...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Gosh, Bobby, I hope you're listening, honey, because...
Come and see us.
All right, so let's talk about you working there, Eddie. Let's talk about PSC. So you guys got a lot going on with these vocational stuff.
You know, we're the other side of the street. On one side of the street, you have the academic world, where everybody is really getting into the English and the history and the science. And Tony and I work on the other side of the street.
On the other side of the track?
Yeah, where we teach you to make a living. That probably wasn't right, was it?
That's all right. Hey, man, this is your show. It's your world. I'm just living in it.
I noticed you backed away from the microphone.
Well, let's talk about it. So, how many vocational programs does PSC have?
That would have to be a Tony question.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. There's quite a few, probably about a dozen of them. We each only represent a few. Like I represent the building trades, which would be, for example, welding, plumbing, electrical,
right,
carpentry, HVAC. So,
okay.
I represent the cosmetic arts, and that's everything from haircuts to nails to massage to facial. You can come into the Building 12 at Pensacola State College, which is right close to the clock tower. Or if you're coming on Airport Boulevard, it's right across the street from the mall. And you can get your hair and nails done. You can get manicures. You can get pedicures. You can get facials. You can get massages. It's kind of like a upscale spa.
Yeah.
You are allowed to make appointments for some services by calling the cosmetic arts department and speaking to the receptionist, and she will make an appointment or let you know when appointments are available. And or you can drop in the evening for the barbering program and some of the other programs. We actually take walk-ins. During the day, the cosmetology department works by appointment only,
yeah,
just like any other upscale spa. At night, we're a little more freewheeling because we're a barbershop.
Right.
And at times, I think we're a barbershop just like the TV barbershop.
So anybody can come in so that you guys, your students, can practice.
Between 5:30 and 7:30, we take a walk-ins.
Yeah.
And they can get, if you want a chemical service, you need to be there at 5:30 because, sure, of the amount of time that we're having to spend on it. But if you just want a haircut, you can come in as late as 7:30.
Huh. Does that cost me anything, Eddie?
Yeah, there is cost. Haircuts, $4.
Oh, no, really? $4. Plus a nice tip. You got to leave a tip.
Can't leave a tip. You can
can't?
No.
Wow, look at that. $4 for a haircut. You can't get that anywhere else in town.
You can make a donation to the scholarship fund.
Oh, that's okay. That's cool.
It is actually against the law in Florida for you to give a student in the school a tip.
Huh.
And the IRS is really looking at
sure,
it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You don't know anything about gratuities and having to pay taxes on that, being in the food business all your life. But
none of that.
They are now beginning to come after us tip receivers, and we're having to report those.
Yeah.
Would you welcome my toddler?
Absolutely. When you're in the barber school or in that kind of situation, you learn to work on every kind of person. We do.
He'll give you rough all, for your money.
Well,
yeah, but they need the practice. That's
that
what he's saying.
They
need the practice.
You know, it is. It's just part of the game. If you're in the business, I've got people out there that are specialists in soothing children, making them feel welcome.
Sure.
I got a gospel singer that will actually sing.
That's very cool.
That's awesome.
Yes, and I've got a couple of ladies that know how to do this and that. So we always have someone that is better. And getting your children used to going to the barber early is big.
Yeah.
You want to do that so that you don't have to fight them. Now, we'll give you a tip. When you bring your child to the school or to a barbershop, get out of sight. The child will see you and recognize that you are their security blanket, and they'll start trying to reach out to you. And if they can't see you, sometimes the barber can just do miracles with them.
Yeah.
Oh, he's always been on our lap. We'll have to try it the other way.
It's kind of how they told us to be at, like, or preschool or something, or when you were first dropping your kids off daycare. It was drop and run, man.
Do you remember Keith, I believe it was the lawyer that was in the right with us?
Brian Hooper.
His wife used to have the babysitter in her lap when I was cutting his hair, and she'd sing to him.
Yeah, kept him calm.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. So, Tony, so you and I were talking before we got on air here, but you guys are doing some pretty cool tiny houses, right?
Yes.
Which I think is a really neat thing because a lot of people are doing them and going off the grid. But let's tell people about that program.
Well, there's a tremendous need really around the planet, but even locally, in regards to teaching for a need for affordable housing.
Yeah.
So this really is something that started really from Dr. Spencer, our vice president, that sort of presented the idea to see if we'd be interested within our building trades program of building a tiny house, that's an affordable house. And so we thought that was a great idea. And so we're just taking that on. It's actually going to start next semester, which is January. So students that are interested in participating and would like to be involved with that, then they can register for the carpentry course that we have at Pensacola State College to do that. The other thing that's interesting is we have all the building trades involved with that. So HVAC, plumbing, electrical,
they're all going to take part in building it.
Right.
Very cool.
And so we're going to do it from completely from beginning to end. This is a house that's actually built on a trailer. It's approximately 8 feet wide by 26 feet long, and we're going to build it from beginning to end and then take it around, hopefully show it in the community, let people see what you can do with a small amount of space.
Yeah.
I look at it sort of like what you might call a ship, right? How you try to utilize every little space that you can find in there. And you can make it very comfortable, very healthy, very durable. It's a shelter, right? And it's somewhere that people can be safe and affordable to live in. If they have to move from one location to the other,
you just put it on the truck, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it stays on the trailer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice. So then the program, I mean, our whole industry is changing in many ways in terms of sort of this next generation of building. And
right.
That's really the kinds of things that we are teaching people with in all the trades. Like what is the new technology? What are the new tools? What are the new opportunities? And so, for example, in the building industry, you're looking at building houses and buildings that use less energy,
sure,
that are healthier to live in, that are more comfortable, that use less water to operate at the building. And you look at the resources. I mean, we got a population. The population of the Earth is expected to grow by something like, 9 billion people by the year 2040. Well, right now we're at about 7 billion.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not that very far away.
Where are all these other resources going to come from?
For sure.
2 more billion people. So we have to start learning how to use our resources more wisely, building materials, et cetera. So in all the building trade programs, we teach current building practices because that's how, we need to teach the skill sets that students need to be able to get out there and get jobs. But at the same time, what is this sort of new technology or the new kinds of building materials? I teach a lot about building science and understanding how buildings really work. Why do they fail? Why do some last longer
right.
than others? And low maintenance. That's a huge one. I mean, who wants to paint their house every year? So, and all of our programs are very extensive and they're growing. I mean, we could use students in there, but we also want to be a source to the building community. We
yeah.
would like them to, if they have people in the construction industry that would like training, well, then send them to us for their training. If they would like to hire students that are already trained and bring them in as part-time workers, full-time workers, apprentices, that's what we would like to do. So we would like to build the business community to think of us as a source to get trained, skilled workers because there's a real shortage of that right now because of what's happened in the recent past in terms of our industry. I mean, it crashed. All of us know 2009, 2010, there were places you couldn't buy a job in the construction industry.
Yep.
It was that bad. And so many of those skilled workers obviously had to move on to something else. And because they did that, many of them are now kind of comfortable and even reluctant to come back and get back into the industry anymore, right? So that's opened the doors to many opportunities, but they can't fill them fast enough. And the problem in the past has been, the way it used to be in the past was many workers would just go out and they'd find a job somewhere and they'd get trained within the job. Well, many employers don't have time anymore to be able to train the people. They would like someone to come there that's already partly trained, in understanding of safety and tool use and good construction job site practices,
sure.
et cetera. And so we teach them a lot of the, what you might call the fundamentals of the basic skills, what they need to know and how to apply themselves when they get a job site.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would say in all of our programs, we also push the edge a little bit in terms of, what's coming, what's new in building codes, what's new in building material,
yeah.
what's new in building science, what's new in research. So all of our instructors all have tremendous amount of construction experience. They've been in the industry for years, but they also have credentials, they're certified. I would say they're all passionate about what they do. And so we're kind of like wanting to pass this knowledge on to those that want to learn it. So there's really a lot of opportunity for it. So if somebody wants to learn how to get into the industry, and I'm in it because I love to build. I love to make things. So people like to be creative. I mean, to take something from scratch, a piece of land, and build something.
Or a trailer into a house.
A tumbleweed house. I mean, that's pretty impressive, in the end. And I've done this for many years with students. I've only been with Pensacola College for about a year now. But we're really trying to make this an exceptional program in terms of the building trades. We have good labs, facilities. We have good tools. We have great instructors. And, we're getting some momentum going. But in all honesty, we are looking for students that are interested in being in the program.
Yes. And I think one of the biggest things that obviously is coming out of education now, not just with PSC, but even with the high schools and stuff, is like you guys said, you know, you can go to school to learn English and history and all of that stuff, but more and more every day, people are going to school to learn how to do the jobs that are needing to be filled. And because they're being created faster than you can fill them, whether it's construction, whether it's IT, whether it's cosmetology, whether it's culinary. I mean, they're there and they need to be filled, but people have to have the skill set to do that. So, you know, your programs are doing just that.
How many people do you say graduate and get a job immediately from your program?
Well, I've only been there for about a year, so pretty much all my students.
Well, hey, that's awesome. A good tracker.
Mine are the same way. And yeah. We just about 95% of our graduates are able to take the state test and get jobs in the cosmetic arts department.
Yeah.
Because awesome. We have to go and get licensed afterward. Mm-hmm. So we teach them not only the skills to do the profession, but to give them the information to pass the state exam, which is so important
yeah.
so they can get their license. Now, that's just part of what we do is get you ready. We also can provide through grants, through Pell, through student loans, mm-hmm. through need-based grants. We can also provide the money. So a student that can't afford to go to school mm-hmm. or that can qualify can get a grant. Even if you can't get a Pell, maybe you can get a student need-based loan. Mm-hmm. And this goes to all the programs that have over 600 hours. So if it's a program that has more than 600 hours, which barbering is 1,200,
Stamp and building trades,
yeah.
1,200 hours, yeah. which is about three semesters.
I was going to say, most of your vocational programs yeah. should fit that qualification.
Yeah, culinary awesome. Fits.
Yeah.
So you can just come. You can go to our website, PensacolaState.edu, click on the financial aid button,
yeah,
and it'll tell you how to get where you are. It's a really user-friendly site, PensacolaState.edu. And it will tell you about the programs, and it'll also have the phone number of the people that you need to contact to
financially
to answer the questions. Yes,
I want to add something to. Sorry, having to do with the building business community would yeah. be interested in this. We have one organization that actually has some funding that they provide to the business community when they hire our students to pay part of their wage. So it gives them.
Oh wow! So it gives them some incentive to get them,
exactly.
which brings in that's a good really time cool. to tell all the business owners, the builders, the barbers, the culinary, any of the welders. If you own a company, turn to us for training your employees.
Yeah, yeah.
GE did it. Westinghouse did it. Over in Mississippi, Ingalls is doing it. All over the country, huge business is turning to the community college systems to train their employees. That just takes
yeah.
It's brilliant. Why wouldn't
take,
you?
Yeah, take them. Take
so the, are they doing that through the programs that you guys already offer, or are these programs sort of being custom built to fit the needs of like let's say GE or Westinghouse? Well,
they can do that if they've got specific training needs.
Sure.
Then sure, we could develop something just to offer them for the yeah. needs of their employees. But the building trades, we actually offer training through the NCCER, which is the National Council for Continuing Education and Research. And that's an organization that's trying to, in a sense, build a national trade organization. There are 65 trades that are involved with that, and they're giving them credentials. So you can increase your credentials. So
yeah.
if you go there, you can do, let's say, in my particular area, and you'd get maybe carpentry level one, then you'd go on into possibly framing, or you go into form work, or you go into advanced finish work, et cetera, yeah. so they can build on their credentials, and it's a national certification that gets recognized. That also they can prepare to take their state exams to become subcontractors.
Sure.
Some will go on and become general contractors, et cetera. So,
what a cool idea.
Yeah.
You know, and what a way to tie the community in with the business.
Just a side footnote, the same DBPR, yeah. Department of Professional Regulation.
Yep, those guys.
That governs the cosmetic arts, also does the construction business.
Well, and they also do hotels and restaurants. Yeah. And, I mean, that's a huge umbrella for business and regulation here in the state of Florida. So,
and they do.
Thank you, though.
So, well, the other thing that I wanted to talk about too was so you guys do live work. You can go into the cosmetology. You can go do all of that good stuff, and then you guys do live work with the construction stuff too, right? I mean, I see here a notice low income housing or volunteering, right?
Yeah, our different programs. Whenever we have an opportunity to go out and participate in some nonprofit project,
sure,
we're happy to do that if we can fit it into our time. So. Every one of the programs will do that. Then we also have just renewed our agreement with Habitat for Humanity, so we can go out there, we can start volunteering with them again.
Yeah.
They had a little hiatus for a little while, and now we're back, and we'll start that up in January. And then we always like to have a project of some significance going on that the students, you don't want to come in and just come in and do book work,
right,
and demonstration and actually not do something. So the tiny house project, we think that it'll be of interest to the community just because people are curious about it.
Yeah.
We think it's a great project. It's kind of a movement that's happening. And so we're excited about that.
Maybe when it's done, you could come display it at the different markets and things.
Yeah, and that's actually that's neat. Exactly what we'd like
I'll
to do.
I'll come in it. I want to see.
Yeah,
for people come see on Tuesday.
I'm telling you, there's more and more every day. The whole going off the grid thing really starts sounding kind of cool. But we were also talking that a lot of the cities are using these tiny houses to shelter the homeless and create these communities where, you know, other businesses or other colleges and things like that are building this stuff, but then it's being turned over to provide low income housing and shelter for not only low income, but also for the homeless as well. So who knows, maybe Pensacola will get on board with something like that.
Well,
yeah. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Tony just brought up a good point. A good number of our programs are interactive in the community.
Yeah. Yeah.
The barbering program just did Reimagine Brownsville. That was a huge event where we went out and in between, I think it was 10 and 2, we did 64 free haircuts for young children. I had 12 of the students out there, a couple of the instructors had the tables and the chairs all set up. The maintenance department brought our chairs out so we didn't have to work off of ghetto situation.
Yeah.
And we actually did that many good haircuts, and the kids were just thrilled that they had gotten a professional haircut.
Yeah.
In a professional setting, complete with all the sanitation that we need to have in our business.
And I've seen the culinary guys, they'll do dinner every once in a while, or they'll be out catering some other events and stuff all the while getting class credit and learning
that's
how it works.
That's all they get is class credit. They don't get any cash.
Yeah.
I know along those lines, but not for children, the VA hospital once a year, they have a reach out day to all the homeless veterans in the area. And we actually just happened to be there that day because my husband is a veteran and he was doing paperwork, and it was awesome. They were giving them, you know, the sea bags full of things to help keep them safe, you know, whether it was clothing or somewhere to sleep, you know, like a cot or what are they called? Their little yoga mats that they sleep on. I don't know what they're called anymore.
Little yoga mats will work.
They feel so manly now.
That'll work.
But they're essentially a yoga mat they sleep on. And things like that. And it'd be great if y'all could do haircuts for them too.
They just need to contact me at the school. It's the telephone number to the switchboard. I believe, 4741-2000?
Yes.
And that will get them to the switchboard. All they have to ask is for the barbering department, or if they want to get in touch with Tony, they can just ask to speak to the instructor in carpentry or whatever.
Yeah.
And the switchboard will get them right there, and it'll get them to a lot of places. Individuals, if you want to ask Tony Graham or Eddie Stewart or whomever that you might want to speak to, they have our extensions, and they'll put you right through.
Yeah.
Of course, now, if you want to speak to the barbering department, you just call me on my cell phone, and it's 850-293-9556. My wife makes sure I have it on me all the time in case she needs to have me pick up something. So I'll generally answer the phone, and I'll always call you back and give you any information you need. And if you, I'm sure Tony's available by his phone in his office and all that as well.
Oh, we're not going to give out Tony's cell phone number?
I don't know. I don't think Tony has a cell phone.
He may not. He may not.
I mean, I can look around and you and Holly have our cell phones. Tony don't.
Yeah. Okay, and then listen, what's the website again, in case, just so they can get a good general overview of anything?
It's www.pensacolastate.edu.
Yeah.
If you go to PSC, you will not get us. It's Pensacola State, one word, PensacolaState.edu.
Yeah.
And that is a very, very informative website.
Yeah.
And my number to my office is 850-475-4875.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. You can call Tony at the office. You can call Eddie on his cell phone. So. Okay. Well, look, you guys, we're running out of time, but I want to thank all three of you for coming in today. And I know that there is so much more to everything that the three of you do. So, we'll encourage everybody to go to your websites and your links, which they will be also be able to find on our site. So we are located at Pensacola Radio X for Twitter. On Facebook, we are Pensacola Business Radio. And on the web, we are Pensacola.BusinessRadioX. Again, I want to thank all three of our guests for being in here today. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.